A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. He listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This gospel is a very challenging one, because when people hurt us, I know for myself, my natural instinct sometimes is to let the whole world know, "Do you know what that person did to me?" And sometimes we make things bigger than it actually is. And one of the hardest things that we have to do as disciples of Christ is to seek reconciliation. And when people have hurt us, whether it's a family member, a coworker, fellow parishioner, whatever it is, it's tough to do so. But our Lord is asking us to do that if we're able to. So reconciliation, forgiveness is one of the hardest things that we'll ever have to do as disciples of Jesus. It's not easy to do, but it's something that we're called to do. And this gospel reminds us that if we don't forgive here on earth, we're going to be held accountable for that in heaven. So as Jesus forgives us time and time again, let us strive to forgive those in our own lives that we have hurt, because we too are guilty of hurting others by our thoughts and actions. So let's just think of people right now that we're struggling to forgive, and let's pray for them and ask God to bless them as we begin this new day.